Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The all-virtual start to the school year gives the school district some time to do more work on school buildings. As KYW's Mike DiNardo reports, part of that work will be improving the airflow in schools.
Concerned over how ventilation could affect the spread of COVID-19, the school district evaluated airflow in its 220 school buildings using a checklist approved by the CDC and the American Federation of Teachers. Superintendent William Height told the school board last week that nearly two dozen schools did not make the grade.
This assessment identified 22 schools with acute ventilation concerns in either the entire building or certain classrooms related to limited windows or systems. Or system function issues.
Height said the district would be working to improve circulation by adjusting HVAC systems, fixing windows, and adding fans. Height said areas without adequate ventilation would not be used should in-person classes resume as scheduled in November. He said the extra time that school buildings are closed also allows the district to get an earlier start on 45 additional asbestos abatement and lead paint stabilization projects planned for later in the year. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio.